This is Diola Saint introducing Saint Louis de Montfort. The Grignon family of 18 lived in the French province of Brittany on the coast of France in the year 1673. The father was a lawyer to the crown, and the mother was a daughter of the sheriff in the city of Reims. Louis de Montfort was the second oldest in this family, of which only 8 children survived. As a young boy, he served daily Mass at the nearby church. It was this closeness to God which protected him from his father's well-known temper. His mother could give him little attention because of the large family, and so he found in Mary a spiritual mother who was always ready to listen and inspire him. He even took her name, Marie, at confirmation. In school, he was a good student at the top of the class, always prepared and always on time. He was friendly, obedient, and not interested in the off-color jokes or fighting. He was sent to the university at Reims when he was 12, and soon found a church where he could visit Jesus and pray before the statue of Mary between classes. He modeled himself after his teachers and often helped them visit the poor, the sick, and the dying. They repaid his kindness by teaching him to paint and carve. He did this so well that he could sell his work whenever he wished to raise money to help the needy. After university study, Louis decided to become a priest, and, upon hearing of openings in a certain seminary in Paris, set out to walk the nearly 200 miles, carrying with him his tuition money and wearing a new suit of clothes. But the poor beggars he met along the way were so needy that he exchanged his clothes for theirs. To make matters worse, it rained every day, and so by the time he reached his destination, he wore only wet and dirty rags. The seminary soon closed, and so Louis earned money by corpse watching at night so the tired family of the deceased could rest. He joined another seminary which had no cook, and the students took turns preparing the meals, poisoning each other in the process, he says later. Louis was sent to the hospital. He used his time to read and began to realize how great God's love must be for us that he would send his son to earth to suffer and die. When Louis recovered, he entered still another seminary, determined to live for Mary and the wisdom of the cross. He often said that true devotion to Mary is an easy, short, and safe road to union with Christ. It is through Mary that we little ones must perfectly, divinely, and without fear ascend to God. Louis was ordained a priest in 1700 and longed to become a missionary. But there were no openings for him in Canada, so he began to study how to give missions at home. He visited for a few days at Poitiers and stayed at the hospital. The townspeople were happy to have him because he started religion classes, visited the sick, and helped the poor. He even formed a religious society among the city's school students to visit those in the city prison. When the bishop heard about his good works, Louis was appointed chaplain of the hospital. Here he gathered together some poor but devout women patients in an association and called them the Daughters of Wisdom. Their work was to spiritually help the other patients. This society of women still flourishes to this day. But before long he began to call the hospital Babylon the Wicked. A certain woman employee became envious of him and was determined to drive him away. She encouraged the insane patients to attack him and told the local priests that he called them dirty names. She created such confusion that Louis was finally expelled from the diocese. He decided to walk to Rome and asked the Pope for help to direct his life. The Pope gave him the title of Missionary Apostolic and commissioned him to teach children religion, help the people to renew their promises made at baptism, and to spread devotion to Mary and the Rosary. Now he became a missionary who traveled throughout France leading his donkey laden with rosaries and the statues he had carved. His missions brought great changes in the lives of the poor and the sensitive persons who heard him. Although a few were opposed to him and his methods, most people were truly affected by his preaching. For many years after Louis finished a mission, people still practiced the devotions he had taught. Always first, he preached the rosary. He also wrote hymns, which are still sung to this day in parts of France. He started the Legion of Mary, which is popular throughout the world. Louis believed in preaching the word of God to everyone. Once, when he was riding on a boat going to market, he asked his fellow passengers, who were singing obscene songs, to join him in the rosary. Twice they laughed at his invitations, but eventually all recited it on their knees and then listened to his sermon. Before his death in 1716, he formed an association of mission priests, known today as the Missionaries of the Company of Mary. Louis was called to be a missionary whose harvest was the souls of the people of France. The cavalry crosses erected at his missions helped direct the people's minds toward what he said was the wisdom of the cross, and to Mary, who is our mother and our intercessor to her Son. Louis was named a saint in heaven in 1947. Several of his books are very popular today. These are True Devotion to the Blessed Virgin, Love of the Eternal Wisdom, and Letters to the Friends of the Cross. He is buried in the church of St. Laurent-sur-Sèvre. Even one day a week devoted to the service of God is not enough. Louis has shown us that there are many opportunities each day when we can not only lift our minds to God, but through example, our words, we can show our love of God to others. Can we afford to let these opportunities slip through our fingers